because as a presidential candidate, Donald Trump was very concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs would affect the 2016 election. Interviewed Friday morning on ABC, Cohen also said Mr. Trump both authorized the payments and knew it was wrong. And he added he gave loyalty to someone who does not deserve it. Cohen this week was sentenced to 3 years in a federal prison on a number of charges, including his role in the hush money transfers. The president insists he never told Michael Cohen to break the law. Cohen is to begin serving his sentence in March. China says beginning January 1st, it will suspend raising tariffs for 90 days on $126 billion worth of U.S.-made cars, trucks, and auto parts. President Xi Jinping and Donald Trump agreed earlier this month to call a truce in their trade war. Trump had already agreed to suspend planned U.S. tariff increases on Chinese goods while the two countries talk. The dispute between the two trading giants has sowed confusion and uncertainty on world markets. The U.S. Senate has approved a condemnation of American military aid to the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen's civil war. The measure is sharply at odds with President Trump's Saudi policy. AP's Warren Levinson has a report.
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders says it's the first time the Senate has come together to exercise its authority under the 45-year-old War Powers Act.
The Senate is sick and tired of abdicating its responsibility, its constitutional responsibility, on matters of war.
Separately, the Senate voted unanimously for a resolution holding Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for the death of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a direct challenge to both the Saudis and the president, who says they are an ally the U.S. cannot afford to offend. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, there is progress reported in Sweden, where the Yemeni government and the Houthi rebels have pledged a ceasefire and a withdrawal of troops from the embattled Red Sea port city of Hodeida. This is VOA News. There is a report today that a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan died Thursday in a non-combat-related incident.